This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That is exactly right, Fred.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes and TuneIn Radio.
Why? Because you can.
Because you can.
That's and you right. should. See what your neighbors are up to.
Or see what we're up to.
Well, we're not up to good.
We're never up to good. Now, this reminds me of the old story with Mia, our grandmother, who whenever she asked us if we were up to no good,
yeah,
the only appropriate answer was no.
No, we're not up to no good. No. Hey, you know what I found out the other day?
What?
Did you know that great-great-grandfather McCoy owned two gold mines in Mexico, and on a trip down there, they killed him, took over his gold mines?
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. You know, we were visiting Uncle Oscar. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a 103-year-old uncle, Oscar, and we went by to visit him for Easter, and he was regaling us with stories about John McCoy and getting wiped out at his gold claims in Mexico.
So we could have been gold millionaires.
We could have been, Fred.
That sucks.
Well,
it sucks that he got killed.
Exactly.
But it also
See,
sucks.
How selfish are you?
Well, I want gold money. I want money from gold.
I guess the point I'm trying to make, folks, is it's in a pretty amazing time for those of you out there that have older relatives. Go out and visit them with a tape recorder. And it'll be amazing, some of the family history, like what we do here on the show, our little digital diary of things going on in Tucson. You know, 100 years from now, people are going to go, who the heck were this Fred and Jeff Ronstadt guys? What's their situation?
Yeah, 100 years from now, people are just going to, this will be deleted.
This will absolutely be comedy. This will be old-time radio, the comedy show starring Fred and Jeff Ronstadt.
Yeah.
So
listened to by...
Well, Mom and Dad.
Well, I think we have a couple. Annie Margaret apparently now
has 10 likes on TuneIn Radio.
Excellent.
10 followers. So there you go. We've made it, Fred.
Yeah, we did.
So there's tons of stuff going on this time of month, folks. This time of the year. And remember, all the action is brought to you by the good folks at Tucson Happenings Magazine. It is already the 12th of the month. I can't believe April's flying
have
by.
Have you written the article for next month?
Have you?
No, that's your gig.
It's my turn now?
Well, I wrote it the last 2 months.
Well, then I figured you were just going to take it on.
No.
And that's how you are.
Wrong.
So, of course, today's National Licorice Day, or Larry, my son's favorite day of the year, National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. How about that?
What kind of cheese does he like?
Doesn't matter. It's cheese. Oh, he likes yellow cheese. Can't be white cheese. So you go to one of those Mexican places where they serve the quesadillas,
yeah,
and they have white cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, he turns his nose up at that.
Oh, wow.
So it's got to be yellow cheese.
Is it the
Parmesan or cheddar?
Okay.
He's non-discriminatory on yellow cheese, I believe.
All right.
Though he's not a big fan of the sharp cheddar. But I digress. So today, lots of fun stuff going on. Don't forget the Tankerville swap meet, for those of you that love the swap meet. All the way down to, geez, there's so much stuff going on. Tons of stuff going on. The Fred Jeff Show at 11 o'clock. Arizona Theater Company presents A Weekend with Pablo Picasso.
Yeah, and we actually are going to be interviewing Herbert in a few minutes.
Yep. The Tucson Ukulele Meetup. Fred, you've always wanted to play a ukulele.
Did you hear our little cousin on Easter?
I did. You know what? I did. Mom and Dad were telling me that Charlotte was banging away at the ukulele, and she was great.
And she was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I heard
that.
She was singing and playing.
That's great. The Sholin Guitar Competition is happening at the Holzklaw Hall this afternoon at 2:30.
Where's Holzklaw?
At the U of A. Holzklaw Theater, Holzklaw Auditorium.
Yeah, we're at the
It's
U of A.
Close to Speedway and Park, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you...
Well, why don't you just say it instead of being a jerky like that?
Because I like being a jerk.
There you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm 50 years old. I've had to deal with this for 51 years. Moment of silence for pity on Jeff. All right, there's also Songs of the Homeland, Catalina Community Choir in cooperation with the Vista Fine Arts Eclectic Good Times down in Green Valley. So the point is, get out there, get the Tucson Happenings magazine, check out all the great things there are to do in Tucson and Southern Arizona, support the advertisers, because there's lots of good stuff going on in the Old Pueblo.
Yeah, so...
You usually have a little list of things you like to talk about.
I actually have a list of things. It's actually going into May, though. There's a lot of stuff that happened yesterday. There's a lot of stuff going on.
You know what's amazing?
What?
We've been talking about the Tucson Happenings magazine now for many months.
Yeah.
And Saturdays, every single Saturday, it's a two-page spread now.
Oh, yeah.
People that kind of think have caught on that if they send their information to this magazine, they'll post it for free as long as it's not like, you know, marching with the white supremacists or something insane like that.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. I mean, and they print it all for free.
Yeah, and I think they, people know about it because of us.
Well, thank you very much, Fred.
Yeah, so let's see. May 2nd, the Tucson Boys Chorus Pops Concert, Music Through the Ages, is happening.
Hey, did you know that the Arizona Builders Alliance, their volunteer project this year, is to help fix up the Tucson Arizona Boys Chorus's headquarters?
Yeah, they need it.
Isn't that nice, though?
I mean, it's great.
Arizona Builders Alliance, good job.
Yeah, they do a great job throughout the community. So they have the Pops concert coming up at Catalina Foothills High School Auditorium. Dr. Julian Ackerley, in his millionth year as director, doing an awesome job over there. Jeff, May 10th. I'm surprised you haven't been pimping this for a while. May 10th is Mother's Day, but it's also like the day before, isn't that?
Fabulous Centurion Party, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Don't forget, raising money this year for the folks at Tunadito, No Child Grieves Alone. And I got to tell you, folks, as a personal aside, when our little guy was diagnosed with leukemia, we utilized the services at Tunadito, and they were fabulous. I mean, fabulous. So come on down to the Centurion Party, 9th of May at Rito Park, River Road, and 1st Avenue. It's a disco theme, so, you know, get down to 4th Avenue and call through all of those, what do you call them, Fred? Secondhand shops?
Come on down to 4th Avenue, yeah, vintage stores.
Vintage stores, that's the key, and get your disco outfit on, or raid your mom and dad's closet. But and get your
beer. Yeah, so we have like, you know, Tucson Thrift, How Sweet It Was. There's lots of places along 4th Avenue that you can get your cool vintage disco attire.
Yeah, and come on down and have a party with the Centurions.
So,
May 9th.
Yeah, and then the
tickets available
from Jeff.
Call me. I'll sell you tickets. What's our call-in number, Fred?
Our call-in number?
Yeah, I still have to sell tickets.
520-428-5104.
5104. Call us because I got tickets to sell. Got to make my minimum or they're going to kick me out.
Yeah. So the last thing I got is the Greater Tucson Fire Foundation's fourth annual motorcycle poker run is happening on May 16th. We'll have some to come and talk about that. But let's do this, Jeff. Let's do the first.
Why are we going to have someone from the motorcycle guys talk about what we just talked about?
Well, in May.
Why?
To remind people.
We just did that.
Okay, so we have a couple seconds left. So let's have people, the first person to call 520-428-5104 to order tickets for the Centurion Party.
Yes.
Get a bonus. They get a dozen roses from our friends in Mayfield Forest.
Perfect. You know what? I'll even throw in a $25 gift certificate from PETA Jungle.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so...
So buy your Centurion tickets and get extra prizes.
Yes, I love it.
All right, so in a minute, we're going to be talking to Herbert Sigenza, who is the writer and star of A Weekend with Pablo Picasso. You weren't there, Jeff.
No, Fred, don't lie to people. You got this guy on your own. You're super selfish.
Yeah.
You interviewed him without me, which I'm kind of bummed out.
He's totally cool.
He's totally cool.
So we'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, folks, so stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt, and I am once again not joined by my little brother Jeffrey, but by the Bag Lady of Armory Park herself.
You're still calling me that. Good morning.
I am still calling you that. Lady Bridget Thumb. And her hubby, Mike Sterner, is here as well.
Hey-o.
So hey-o. We are actually sitting in the offices of the Arizona Theater Company. And right now at ATC, there's a phenomenal play.
One-man show.
A Weekend with Pablo Picasso. And we are sitting with Pablo Picasso.
That's right. He's back from the dead.
Yeah. So we're here with Herbert Siguenza.
Yes.
He actually wrote this piece. And how long ago did you write it?
About 5 years ago, we workshopped it at the San Diego Rep Theater, and that's where I developed it and premiered it. And then after that, it's been, I don't know, in about six different cities. So it's a show that has a lot of legs now, you know, because I've done it, you know, I've done hundreds of performances of it by now. And so I'm really, really excited.
You don't have to worry about memorizing your lines.
not as much.
All right, so.
But it's a big space. This is the biggest theater I've done this show in. So that was the challenge.
Oh, it's a beautiful theater.
It's a beautiful theater. It feels intimate, but it's big.
Mm-hmm. It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get a sense of who you are. So you are part of a group called Culture Clash.
Yes.
And about three decades old.
Yes, we're a Chicano theater comedy group, satire group, or performance group. We write plays mainly that are satirical and comical. And yeah, we've basically do regional theaters. We've been together touring for 31 years now, yeah.
So is it like an SNL skit comedy thing, or do you do full plays?
It started like that. It started like SNL comedy, but now it's moved more into like theater, you know, and
longer stories.
Long plays, yes. Plays written by us and performed by us.
And there's three of you?
Three of us, yeah.
The core group. And,
mm-hmm.
And do you ever bring anybody else on board?
Oh, yeah. Well, depending on the play, you know, sometimes we hire other actors to help us round out the play. It all depends on the play. So we have plays that have the three of us, and we have plays that have, like, say, 12 people or 23
right.
people.
Right.
I wrote a Shakespeare play that needed, you know, 15 people.
Well, that's actually small for Shakespeare, right?
Yeah, it is. I know. Yeah, people had to double up.
Right.
So three guys, right? It's all guys?
Yeah, it's all guys, yeah.
So you guys, do you just like, over 30 years, you guys just like take vacations together? You just spend the holidays together? Or do you just not hang out unless you're working?
No, you know, we're like brothers,
you know.
We love each other and hate each other just like brothers.
Right. Yeah.
We have to take a break. We have to take breaks now and then. We actually took a 3-year break recently because, you know, we would have killed each other. No, but what was happening in those 3 years is I was touring this show.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, this is something that's really personal. This show about Pablo Picasso is personal, and it's not something I could have shared with the guys.
Yeah.
This is a play that I've been wanting to do since I was a kid.
Wow. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because it seems that there's sort of this new genre of play where it's sort of an imagined conversation or imagined event with famous historical figures. We just, actually this season, they had the five presidents.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Well, it was a world premiere.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm sure it was great.
Which was an imagined conversation with five presidents during, for Richard Nixon's funeral.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And then last year, last couple seasons, we had stuff like Sig's final session.
Yeah,
I mean Freud's final. Sigmund Freud's.
Yeah,
final.
There's the whole Mark Twain. You know the Mark Twain that show by
Holbrook.
Right.
Holbrook.
So it's definitely a genre. You know,
but what I mean since a child. I mean Picasso is one of my favorite all time artists, and actually, listeners won't see this, but.
Don Quixote underwear, yes. Thank you for showing me those.
I appreciate you being cool with that. So, but, you know, so I've always been enamored with Picasso as well.
Yeah, me too.
But this is a childhood thing.
Yeah, I was born with the gift of drawing. I mean, I really, since I was a little kid, I drew very well. You know, I had that gift. So I already knew since I was little that
and
I was...
So did he.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I think you have to be born with it. I really do. I mean, I think you can't really... Well, you might be able to learn it in college. You know, I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, I was born with it.
There's a soul... Yeah. Part of your soul has to be just... That's
yeah, and so since I was a little kid, I knew I wanted to be an artist. But then it really came to fruition. And when I was seven, I was at a dental office with my mom. And you know how they throw all the picture books in the waiting room. And there was this book by Douglas Duncan. It's a photography book, like a lifetime life book, mm-hmm. of all photographs of Picasso living in the south of France in 1957.
Oh, so the Bohemian.
Man. Yeah, 70, yeah. 76. He has no shirt on. He's just hanging around in his chonies all day. He has goats. He has owls. He has two little kids. He has a young wife.
Right.
You know, I said, wow. I told my mom, Mom, when I grow up, I want to be this old man. And she's like, yeah, yeah. No, está loco. You know, he's crazy. You know, he's Picasso. And I'm
right.
like, no, he's cool. He's cool. And so that always really affected me. That book really affected me. And, of course, I bought it later. So, basically, this play is an homage to that book. I basically wrote the play to reflect a weekend.
It also
a typical weekend with Pablo Picasso in 1957 at the age of 76.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. It's not a play. It's more of an experience, you know?
Well, that's something that's very interesting because in reading about this, you actually generate Picasso pieces on stage during the
right.
the play.
And right. you take a bath on stage.
Yes, yes. Yes,
that's what she's.
That's on a cluster.
I heard you do. Is the water
well,
hot?
Well, right, because there's a famous photo of him in the book. It's like the first photo, and that really impressed me of him taking a bath. You know, that's how intimate this photographer got with him.
Right,
and so I wanted to bring that intimacy to the theater. Like, so I want people to get to know the man. You know, we know the art, we don't understand it. But we don't understand the man. So by the time you leave my play, I think you'll understand Picasso a little more, and you'll definitely understand and see how to look at his art.
So as a child, you obviously had you know you're probably what in your mid 20s right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know, 30.
So you've had all this time to think about and mm-hmm. study Picasso, and you so you're bringing your perspective of the man, and probably very well educated.
Yeah, I had to wait. There's a great line in the play where a lady sees Picasso sketching at a sidewalk cafe, mm-hmm. and the presumptuous woman asked him, Señor Picasso, can you sketch me, and I'll pay you whatever it's worth.
Right.
And he says, okay. So he drew her in like 3 minutes, and he says, here, an original Picasso. Oh, she says, oh, great. How much is it? 5,000 francs. She goes, oh, my God, it only took you 3 minutes. He says, no, it took me all my life.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in this play, I really feel that this play has taken me my whole life to get here. Because I wanted to do it since I was little, but I was too young. And I had to wait till I turned 50, really. When I turned 50 is when I started writing it, and I knew that I was going to do it.
Wow. So obviously you've studied his art, and you mm-hmm. you're producing.
Big influence, yeah.
Yeah, you're producing those pieces.
And I'm doing, and this is a legal disclaimer, I'm not reproducing Picasso's or, you know, images that people know.
That are familiar.
Yeah, they're my original takes on Picasso's. Because I would get in big trouble with the estate if we were to project and draw, you know, fake Picasso.
So these are original Herbert.
Yeah, that look like Picasso.
In the style of Picasso.
In the style of Picasso, which works great. You know, people don't know enough of his work to like, oh, that's not a Picasso. it's just good enough for people to go, oh, okay, he paints. That's great.
So what do you do with these things afterwards? I mean, you've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah, well, there's one painting at the end that I do in 2 minutes. It's really great painting, and that we sell it. We sell it every night, and we fundraise for the theater.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah,
the other ones get whitewashed, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've had the same canvases for 3 years, or?
Yeah. Well, it's a little tricky. It's not like I actually paint all six, you know.
Yeah.
The whole premise. Yeah, exactly. I paint on plexiglass. There's a famous photo of Picasso painting in the air with
right.
So I kind of reproduce that with a plexiglass. Yeah. So the people think it's done in the air, but it's not. So there's a lot of magic.
So this is, yeah, this is going to be a very exciting.
Yeah, visually it's very exciting.
What you want, when people walk away, you want them to understand Picasso. Mm-hmm. You want them to understand the art, his soul.
I feel like you just spent the weekend painting. With them.
And by the painting.
And by the painting.
What would happen if you were to spend a weekend with Bobby? What would he talk about? He would talk about food, love, women, children, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He would talk about war, peace, everything. So that's basically, that's the premise of the play.
It's like fantasy.
But the premise of the play is that he has to complete 6 paintings and 3 vases by Monday morning. He gets the call Friday from his agent saying it's a special order. And so that's the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, and how much fun have you had doing this?
Oh, great. I mean, like I said, this is my baby. This is... I mean, I was really born to play this role. Really, you'll see.
Well, yeah, I'll actually be there this week.
Oh, cool.
At the show. But again, it's running through the 26th.
Oh no, I don't think so. That's it goes to Phoenix, and it runs to the 29th. It runs 3 weeks here, so 3 more weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been through previews. Opening night was on Friday. 2 mm-hmm. days ago, mm-hmm. and it's just gotten rave reviews.
Thank you.
And so excited to see it, and people have just...
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. I'm really happy to be here at Tucson. It's a great town, and the people are loving it.
Got any plans on what you're going to go out and see or do while you're here?
Yeah, little by little, now that I'm out of the dark, I'll come go see the museums and the Desert Museum. I hear it's great and stuff like that.
Well, actually, Michael Kasser has his family.
Yes.
Has their collection at the Tucson Museum.
In fact, I have been invited to get a private tour.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. That's mm-hmm. great. Well, Herbert, thank you so much.
Thank you for
sharing your childhood passion with folks here in Tucson.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show you it's really important what kinds of books you put in those waiting rooms.
You're right.
All right, so
Highlights magazine is not good enough.
No, not anymore. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. This is Fred and Jeff Show.
Yay! Some whiskey and your water.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeff.
You're right, Fred. Absolutely right. I'm trying to script your cadence. You say that so fast now.
Oh.
People probably don't even know what you're saying.
No, mom and dad do.
That's well, what. This is true.
Yeah.
But we're trying to get a broader audience.
Yeah.
We're trying to get Auntie Margaret to listen.
Okay, so we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Hey, by the way, it's baseball season.
Like us on Facebook.
Yes!
And even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
And TuneIn Radio. Have you been to any U of A baseball games?
No, I have not. But I did see the season opener with the who was it? Was it the... it was the Cubs, and they were playing St. Louis Cardinals.
The Cubs and the Cardinals,
and the
yes.
Cardinals won at Wrigley Field. And apparently, Wrigley Field is going through a major renovation. And not apparently, they are. And the cool thing was... The amusing thing is, whenever an opposing team hits a home run into the outfield bleachers, they always throw the ball back in the field.
Oh!
But now it's all closed down for renovation. So if anybody hits a home run, they can't throw the ball back.
So what's your point of telling us this story? It's kind of a sad story.
It is a sad story, but you brought up baseball, so I thought I'd say something about baseball because I know very little. I know there are 9 players. I know that I was rejected as a bat boy back in the day.
Yeah, but that was for other reasons. So we have guests on the show today.
We do?
What do you know?
We have guests?
Yes.
All right, so with us right now is Greg Yaris. And actually, We've stolen him away from his event because it's going on right now. It's been going on since 7 o'clock this morning, and we'll go through till 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, Greg, tell us what you're doing.
Well, this is I represent GABA, the Greater Arizona Bicycling Association. We're holding our biannual or semiannual, two times a year bicycle swap meet right in the zone of 4th Avenue Merchants. It centers at the corner of 5th Avenue and 7th Street.
Yeah.
And people of all walks of life who have any interest in bicycles at all are coming down here. We have a great crowd today, and I recommend anybody that wants to sell a single bicycle, bring it down, roll it around, and if you want to sell it or maybe trade it to something different, this is the perfect place to do it. We have people coming as sellers and buyers from throughout the western region, including our cousins down south. And it is the best bicycle swap meet held in the western United States. I may be a little biased. I've been involved with it since the mid-90s. We brought it to 4th Avenue.
Who's we? Who's we?
We being GABA.
Okay.
GABA stands for Greater Arizona Bicycling Association,
sure,
which puts on rides primarily for people, non-competitive rides that include day rides, touring, both multi-day and centuries, which is 100 miles on a bicycle. You think people are crazy? Not so much. If you do a little bit of training.
You guys have a century ride here in Tucson?
We have a number of them. And they're a lot less expensive than El Tour. We are supporters of the Perimeter Bicycling Association, who puts on El Tour.
Sure.
In fact, Richard, at one time, Richard DeBernardis, was the corporate president of GABA back in 1982, I believe.
So what's GABA's mission?
GABA's mission is to promote all things bicycle in southern Arizona, in education, advocacy for facilities. We support the Ciclovia, which will be next week.
Yeah, last year GABA and Ciclovia were together.
They were, yeah.
And you sort of got lost in the whole mix there.
We felt like that, but it wasn't a problem. Ciclovia is a wonderful event, and
yeah,
this year we're going to be holding them on separate days. We are today, and Ciclovia will be next Sunday. It starts at Armory Park. The northern boundary of Ciclovia is at Armory Park, and it goes down to 34th Street through South Tucson. People can get nice meals at the restaurants on 4th Avenue. That's a wonderful event, too. And that's what that is an open street event. It's not actually a race of any kind. It's designed to close the street off to cars so people can do whatever they want there on foot, on bicycles, on skateboards, scooters. If they can handstand in the middle of the street if they want to at that point. But I'd rather talk about bike swap today because what's happening today.
Yeah. Well, but we're real curious about GABA, though, because your mission in getting folks out on bicycles.
That's correct.
Supporting the bike community.
Very much so.
This event today is one of the things that helps you guys fulfill your mission.
It is one of our big fundraisers. We charge for spaces to sell bicycle-related things. But we don't charge anybody to walk a bicycle in or to come buy things.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A lot like you might think in terms of the street fair, the 4th Avenue street fair. It's very similar feel, where we close the street off to car traffic and people set up. We set up along the sides of the street, the vendors, and people walk up and down the middle of the streets. 7th Street between 6th Avenue and 4th Avenue, and 5th Avenue between 6th Street and about halfway past 7th Street, south of 7th Street. And like I said, we get everything from little bitty kid bikes to professional racers bringing last year's bike that they got from their sponsor.
I mean, I remember the last event, there were custom bike makers there, people who would come, they would either construct a bike for you, or you could bring your own bike in and they would custom paint it.
There's a guy in town named Andy Gilmore who's been making bicycles for over 40 years, and he's still making bicycles.
What kind of bicycles?
He'll make any kind of bike you want. Primarily, he makes road bikes and mountain bikes, but he makes them out of steel, with steel frames, aluminum frames, real exotic, wonderful bikes. And again, he's been doing it since the days of Eddie Merckx.
Eddie Merckx.
You remember Eddie Merckx?
Was he the guy in the Munsters?
No, that was Fred Merckx's son.
Oh. Fred Merckx from I Love Lucy?
That's correct. No, their name is Merckx. He was a famous Belgian bicycle racer back in the 70s.
Oh, see,
he was before Armstrong. He did all the races that Armstrong didn't bother with.
Really?
Remember Armstrong, that guy that got caught cheating?
Oh, no, he never cheated.
Well, he got caught. Yes. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, he got caught.
He got caught big time. But did I read somewhere just recently that he said if he had the chance to do it all over again,
he would.
The same way, he would?
He played by the conventions of the game is what he did.
Wow. Yeah. What a loser.
Not fair.
No.
Not fair.
But back to you guys.
That being said, GABA, it does non-competitive rights, so there's no need to use performance-enhancing substances.
Okay, so these century rides are non-competitive.
Yeah, but there's a performance-enhancing substance that I typically use.
I've
ridden bikes with you, Fred. Are you talking about...
cigars and tequila.
Fuentes?
That's right.
Yeah.
Puros y tequila.
Uh-huh. That's right. Fred, I don't know if you still do, but you used to ride the Tuesday night ride.
It was a Tuesday night bike ride.
I mean, it's
have you seen Fred's new bike?
I have not.
It folds in half.
It's right there.
That is great.
No, it folds in thirds.
That's a beauty. That's a turn.
Yeah, it folds in thirds.
One good turn deserves another. this event, if you guys like bicycles, if you want to acquire a bike or any bike-related things, there's lots of clothing vendors here. There are...
So you want to see two fat guys in a bicycle kit. That's really good.
Well, that's like going to the beach. Please put some clothes on. Yeah, make America beautiful.
You got jokes. I like that.
I can't help it.
So how long have you guys been doing this bicycle swap meet?
It's been going since the early 80s, but on 4th Avenue, we started in the fall of 99. We hold it twice a year here, just before El Tour and in the spring.
So we want folks to come down right now.
This is going until 2 o'clock today. We'll hold another one of these events. If you can't make it today, think in terms of the Saturday before El Tour, which is about a week and a half before Thanksgiving. And again, everybody's welcome. You don't have to be some kind of a full-fledged
cyclist.
Yeah.
So you've got kids' bikes, you got apparel, you've got... Folks, you got a broken bike, you want to have someone look at it to maybe fix it, you can bring your bike down for that.
Well, there's nobody doing repairs, but there is a bike shop right there, which is one of the members of 4th Avenue.
Ordinary Bicycle.
Bike Shop is right there.
Isn't that David Tang?
That's correct.
All right, David's shop. So lots of bike stuff going on, family friendly.
Everything from individuals all the way to bike shops bringing their kind of worn out inventory. Or maybe their stuff that was from last year with a different paint job on it.
Well, that's okay. It works, right?
It works.
Yeah, I got a $5 headlight last GABA.
Oh, did you get that with that little hat with the propeller on it, too?
No, I did not. That was separate.
Oh!
But the headlight was $5.
You got the little hat with the propeller on it at the street fair, right?
No, at GABA.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
because when you're riding your bike,
if you have the little propeller spins around. I love it.
It'll work good with GABA. With the Maduro, yeah.
That's Fred's. It keeps the smoke off of his, out of his glasses. The little propeller takes it all up.
You talk about GABA's mission. Besides the rides, we support the Ciclovia event. We support El Grupo Youth Cycling, which is a group of it's a club that empowers youth through bicycling. And includes kids from 12 all the way to high school age. They're a homegrown group that does wonderful work, bringing underserved youth throughout the community. Kind of a focus in their lives.
That's great.
We also support Perimeter Bicycling Association that puts on the El Tour.
So really, anybody in Southern Arizona that has anything to do with cycling, you guys are friendly with.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's great. And you're out there promoting cycling. Are you working on any cycling laws or legislation for any of the streets?
Yeah, we advocate. We're members of the Coalition of Arizona Bicyclists, which is based in Phoenix. And there are things like, it's a 3-foot rule now. They hope to make it a 5-foot rule. There are all sorts of things. There's a thing that's real interesting called the Idaho Stop. Maybe you guys haven't heard of it. It hasn't passed, and they've tried to over and over. In Idaho, the law is that a bicyclist can treat a stop sign like a yield sign. But if they get hit in the intersection, it's their own fault.
Right.
And it makes perfect sense. I mean, a cyclist is going slow enough, they can tell if they need to stop or not. So it does make perfect sense.
And their visual, the field of vision is much bit greater.
It's much better, and you're going slow enough that it's a sensible law.
Right.
They've been trying to bring that up over and over. It's a great town. There's a platinum committee that... GABA has members on. Tucson has gold status in the League of American Bicyclists, and platinum cities include Davis, California. You've heard of Portland, the land of
blend of craft beer. Yes, we've heard of Portland.
Yeah, everything's artistic.
And we have a great friend, Sherry Gyro, who is a news reporter in Davis. She's got a little show called IC Davis.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've heard of those guys.
Yeah, well, they're trying to make Tucson a platinum city, which will involve more people commuting on their bikes, more facilities, more bike lanes, more... their city of Tucson's putting in what they call bike ways, which... North 4th Avenue is an example of that. Going northbound, as you cross Speedway, the cars aren't supposed to go northbound straight onto 4th Avenue. They're supposed to turn off. The concept was that you'd make it much calmer for bikes to ride in these places. Because there are different kinds of bicyclists. There are the people that don't mind riding with traffic. And there are a lot of people who would ride if they weren't afraid of getting hit by a car.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
But we do have a lot of dedicated bike paths all over the community.
Oh, yeah. Third Street, for example, east of the university is a good example. It's been there for 30 years.
Yeah.
It's great. Kind of reduced. And you can still drive a car there, but you can't go in from the main roads.
Yeah, it's wonderful because, one of my friends and I bicycle typically at night and take the Third Street bike path. It's awesome.
Going east from Campbell?
You can go all the way as far east as you want to go.
It kind of meanders through town, but there are special lights at different streets. And this town is really putting things together, both the county and the city.
Yeah, I mean, the county has the Rito bike path, Santa Cruz. Yeah, I mean, it's just great.
That's nice.
All over the place.
That's nice. All right, well, thanks for what you guys do.
Can I give a phone number if people want to call today about this? Because they can give me a call if they have any questions.
Absolutely.
My number is 520-323-9020 if you want to talk any questions about the bike swap.
Say that one more time.
520-323-9020. My name is Greg. I can give you information about the bike swap if you need it.
Awesome. Greg, thanks for what you do.
Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it.
All right, folks, stick around. We got some more good stuff here for you on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, the Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt here with my little brother, Jeff.
Hola, Tucson.
Jeffrey. And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That's right, Fred.
And one of the things that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, the Sonoran Desert so gosh darn wonderful, is summertime.
Ooh, Fred, you know what?
What?
Guess what else is going on this weekend that we talked about? And it's probably too late because if you haven't got your tickets yet, you're toast. But it's the 33rd annual International Mariachi Festival here in town this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And don't forget, folks, the Arizona International Film Festival is in full swing.
Absolutely.
Get out there and see some great films.
I went to opening night on Thursday. It was spectacular. It was a local documentary about the All Souls Procession.
Yeah, yeah. Very good.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Many bones in one heart, or many hearts in one bone. Maybe that was a point. I don't know. Anyhow. Great stuff going on.
Yeah, but one of the great things going on this summer, my favorite time of year, is the Summer in the City program, and that's been created by John Jacobs. And is this part of the Maker House thing, or is this sort of like a thing on your own?
No, it's really kind of a merchant thing. I'm the chairman of the Downtown Merchants Association. So for the last couple summers, and probably for many, many summers in Tucson, a lot of the businesses that typically see a drop in sales, on average about 30% into the summer, we've all clamored and try to figure out what we could do and how we could work together to kind of address the drop in sales. And so last year, in conjunction with the streetcar launch, the downtown merchants and working together with 4th Avenue merchants and the merchants at Main Gate Square and Mercado all came together and decided that we were going to do a discount card So we 110 merchants all participated, and we made an offer to anybody that was a card holder. You could buy the cards at any of our 110 participating merchants, and we wanted your business. So we wanted folks to come downtown during June, July, and August, and we wanted to earn their business, and we were willing to give them a discount. So that's, you know, that's kind of how it was born last summer, just kind of out of necessity, because you know, we wanted to do something about a drop in sales in the summer.
Sure. What's the old phrase? The mother of invention
is necessity.
Yeah, and you guys created something really cool.
Right.
Did it work out well for you last year?
Absolutely, it was fantastic. We all came together with different themes. As you guys, I'm sure, remember last summer, we had the streetcar launch on July 25th. And this card supported that launch of the streetcar.
John, you know, we like to refer to it as the choo-choo train.
Yeah. It doesn't make that sound. I think it's more of a whale sound. But you know, it, all in all, hate it or love it.
No, we love it.
We like it.
Yeah.
As long as people keep writing it, absolutely. We love it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly the merchants downtown have seen an impact in our business, and a lot of the merchants that we talk to around town, you know, we like investment in infrastructure. So, but this program is really kind of it's the first time a collective of this many merchants and this many districts have come together all along that streetcar alignment to make an offer to folks to come on down and let us.
And this
serve
is
them.
Great because it goes all the way from the University main gate to the Mercado.
Yeah.
So most of the merchants or some of the merchants?
You know, last year, we believe it or not, we put this program together in about 2.5 weeks, and we scrambled. And in 2.5 weeks, we got 110 merchants to come together.
Wow.
Now, we couldn't have done it without 4th Avenue Merchants Association stepping up, and 30 merchants, actually almost 40 merchants from 4th Avenue area offered discounts for this program. And Jane McCollin at Main Gate Square stepped up and brought her merchants in. And Mercado Kira Dixon brought in their...
Kira, how do you forget Kira Dixon?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kira.
The fabulous,
if you're listening,
Kira Dixon.
I'm sorry, Kira. But it was great. Everybody came together. The heads of the merchants associations all came together and said, you know what, we're aligned now. We're connected now. And last year this program was called the Connect in the City. This year we're calling it the Summer in the City because it coincides with summer. And the theme was we connected the four districts and 110 of those businesses along that streetcar alignment. We want you to come down, hop on the streetcar, and when you get off the streetcar, come on inside our businesses, and we'd like to earn your business.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now, what kind of discounts did you have last year?
Right, yeah, fantastic discounts. The merchants, you know, the idea was 15% discount was what our target was. Some of the discounts were up to 50% off. El Charro, wow, for example, probably one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
I was there every day.
It was
practically.
Buy one, get one chimichanga, get one for free.
For their lunch entrees, yeah. up to 50% off. Chicago Music Store was 25% off purchases over $20. There were... all kinds of, and 110 different merchants. The merchants could custom tailor those discounts, and all of those discounts are on TucsonSummer.com. So the program's
TucsonSummer.com.
Right, TucsonSummer.com. Okay. It's pretty easy. You go to TucsonSummer.com, and you can shop by district. If you find yourself on 4th Avenue, you click the 4th Avenue district, and it lists all of those promotions right there in the 4th Avenue district on TucsonSummer.com. The great thing is these cards are $5 and you get to save at 110 merchants. And this year we expect to have more merchants along the alignment in the downtown area.
How many merchants are there total?
Well, we've got about 165 in our organization downtown. I think FAMA's got over 100.
We're over 100, yeah.
Yeah, over 100. At least 40 of those merchants in each of those districts, the downtown and FAMA, will come together. And then another 20 from Main Gate Square. I believe the university has a couple merchants. We were contacted by them this year. They'd like to offer some promotions, some specials. If you're on the university, there's a food court area in the
yeah, and it's not just
union.
Food. I mean, there's entertainment. There's
yoga, like hair, barbers.
Yeah, the Antigone Bookstore was one of the merchants.
Foam and Fabric Place. Frames, Bison Witches, Brooklyn Pizza.
Oh, Barb's Frame of Mind. That's right.
Yeah, Dairy Queen, Delectables, Epic Cafe, Hop Yard, Food Conspiracy, Popsicle.
And all the guys downtown, just phenomenal as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And every one of these merchants sells these cards for $5. It's great for the merchants because they make some money off these cards. All of the merchants make a little bit more money during the summer. It kind of takes the edge off of the heat, and it's a great way to say thank you for sticking it out with us.
You know, yes. I want to make a point here. So just recently, I had to get my car serviced, mm-hmm. and I take my car over to these guys at A&M Shell on Speedway, and they are the only guys that I know of that are full service, gas station. Mm-hmm. You roll in there and they'll take care of you. It's not like going somewhere and you're trying to figure it out yourself, whether you're putting air in your tires or you got to get, a new transmission. And the reason I bring that up is these guys remind me of shopping downtown or on 4th Avenue. Because when you walk in the door to some of these merchants, actually probably all of these merchants, the owner is standing right in front of you, or someone that's right next to the owner. You're getting great service. You're taking care of these Tucson businesses. It's what you want to do. And because, John, you've come up with this idea to try to get those of us that aren't, don't have the luxury of spending the summer in San Diego to go downtown and shop and remind these guys, hey, we're still there open for business and you're still in Tucson. Come down and see us and we're going to give you a discount on what we do. That's a fantastic idea. Yeah, good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great time. The merchants absolutely love the program. The cardholders absolutely love the program.
Absolutely. Yeah. We all do. Thanks for doing it again.
We had cards last summer, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Right. As a matter of fact, I think you gave our listeners a couple of cards. Would you like to do that again this year?
Absolutely. You can, I'll give my phone number out. It's all over town anyway. Usually,
what does that mean?
Bus stops and
bathrooms.
Bathroom stalls. Hey, so, John Jacobs guy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're interested, the other thing that we do, if you have a large organization, you'd like to buy 100 cards or a couple hundred cards for your employees for this summer, I'll give you a bulk discount on those cards. And you can call me at 520-609-4592.
Say it again.
520-609-4592.
All right, John, thanks for what you do. We really appreciate you. Finding something to fill that need for the merchants downtown summer.
People staying in Tucson, the staycations, there's lots of things to do downtown, 4th Avenue, University, Main Gate.
Absolutely.
Ride the trolley, see all these great things going on. And it's not just during the summer, it's all year long, but you get to really have some fun during the summertime.
Yep. And that's all we got. You got anything else for this week's show, Fred?
We've given everything away.
Well, folks, get out there, make it great. If you're in your car right now, driving around looking for something to do, come on down to 4th Avenue. Come to the GABA bike event. Come down and support some of the local merchants. Remember, Tucson first, and we will see you here next week on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Let's talk about the good time. Let's talk about the good time. I wish I could just go back to the days I'm speaking of.
The Fred & Jeff Show is brought to you by our friends at Tucson Appliance, Unicom Graphics, and Architecture Design Group.